Isn't today great? Today is such a great day. Everything is so great.
We're going to have a lot of fun. We got some wonderful people for you.
All you mommies and daddies out there who complain to the radio station, I got something to say to you.
And the first thing you've got to do is say the call letters properly. Okay?
It's an incredible metamorphosis of love and emotion and sensitivity and tenderness and fun and joy and happiness.
Did you know that this show represents health and hope?
Oh, yeah, it's a great day to celebrate the radio, on the radio. Happy National Radio Day on the Andy Berkley Show, weaving together a mosaic of voices from the arts, politics, personal growth, and justice. How are ya? Yeah, it's National Radio Day, so we'll celebrate the medium that lured me in at a young age and has kept me busy for a very long time, and talk about your favorite radio stations and radio memories, too. And anything else you want to talk about? Are you listening live? It is Saturday, August 20th, 9 a.m. out west, 11 central, high noon here in the east. Number in motion, 347-857-4505. Facebook page, PopNut chat box available should you find yourself joining us for the live ride. And Twitter is 24/7, all being helmed. Twitter, by the way, is at AB Rights, all being helmed by the talented, ever-ready PCS crew. Trudy and Aurora in the booth, ML headquarters. Show brought to you in part by Dunkin'. America runs in Dunkin'. Indulge in all your favorites. Please do so safely. America runs in Dunkin'. PopNet 2, arts, culture, conversation, on air, online, up and running 24/7, featuring select editions of the Andy the Darkway Show and his robust roundtables. So without further ado, let's launch into it. National Radio Day, with a classic from Elvis Costello. Welcome aboard the Andy the Darkway Show.
Who listens to radio? go where you go, medium calls radio. That's with you every night, through the long commuter fight, and in the morning with your toast and mama lady-o. Who listens to radio, no matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall? Who listens to radio? Only 150 million. 150 million people. That's all.
I am leaving Mississippi in the evening rain. These Delta towns wear satin gowns and I been playing. The Ritalin guides my hand through the radio. Where would I be in times like these without a song, Loretta Road? Cause when you can't find a friend, you still got the radio. When you can't find a friend, you still got the radio. The radio, oh, listen to the radio. The radio, oh, listen to the radio. Radio, oh, oh. I left a handsome two-step, a good old boy in Tennessee. Now he's sitting on the sofa, he's looking for his supper, wondering what's become of me. I got a 008 Tina Martin guitar in the backseat of the car. Hey, I am leaving Mississippi with the radio on. Can't find a friend, you still got the radio. When you can't find a friend, you still got the radio.
Why is it you can't hear songs like that on the radio, Johnny?
You got to turn it on.
Turn me on, I'm a radio.
If you've got too many doubts, if there's no good reception for me, then tune me out. Cause honey, who needs a static? It hurts the head, and you wind up cracking, and the day goes dismal from Redfoot's Barney to the sign of prayer. What a sorry face you get to wear. I'm gonna tell you again now, if you're still listening there, if you're driving into town with the dark mother above you, dialing the number who's bound to love you. If you're lying on the beach with the transistor going, kick off the sand, but honey, the love's still flowing. If your head says forget it, but your heart's still smoking, call me at the station.
This is the transmitter from the pirate radio station I had in college. I mean, it was only a couple of watts, but I brought the truth to everyone within three blocks of the west side of campus until the FCC shut me down for telling it like it was and for not having a license.
My head's spinning and my legs are weak. Step dancing, can't hear myself. Hope in the eyes of the ugly girls that settle for the lies of the last chance. When slow motion drugs, they fall flat dancers. You come here looking for the ride to glory. Go back home with a hard luck story. I can't hardly wait around till the weekend comes. Hide your love, though we are so far apart. You got to hide your love. Is that the way the whole thing started? I wish we had never parted. And when it's late and the night gets colder, don't lay your head on any other shoulder. Don't hide themselves out for a good time, but you and I, we have them sold. So I keep on saying, play one more for my radio sweetheart. Hide your love, though we are so far apart. You got to hide your love. Oh, that's the way the whole thing started. I wish we had never parted.
Wrapping up our Elvis Costello Radio Sweetheart Sandwich on the Amy Beth Arquette Show for Nixie and Pearlie, both hearty regulars as we celebrate National Radio Day. Mm-hmm. And Joni Mitchell, you turn me on, I'm a radio. Listen to the radio from Nancy Griffith for Phyllis, the classic Sarah Vaughan, Stan Freeberg public radio PSA back in the day. Who listens to radio? And, of course, Elvis Costello's punk anthem from the 70s, Radio Radio. Happy National Radio Day to you, from me, Amy Beth Arquey. You know, really, I got lured in early. I was listening to a little AM-FM transistor back in the day, 70s. AM dial, Cousin Brucey, Dan Ingram and others, FM dial, people like Scott Muni, Pat St. John, Jim Kerr, Carol Miller. And a side hustle for me was Bob Grant on WMCA, I think it was, in at the time, New York radio talk show host or curmudgeon. in the early days, way before Limbaugh and all those folks, kind of a crank. My grandfather listened to it, and my sister and I just thought it was hilarious. She pushed me to call the show. I did call in once, waited and hold forever, and got knocked off in about 30 seconds trying to say how sad it was that old people have to live on a fixed income. And I wanted his whole thing, his shtick was, get off my radio. And I wanted him to say that to me, but he didn't. He just said, I agree. He probably realized I was a kid and that was the end of it. But I was hooked, and I've been hooked ever since, in and out with a various myriad misadventures in Marconi's box, as they say. Here I am still, so I love it. Want to hear from you, your favorite early radio memories, your favorite stations, DJs, personalities, etc. Unofficial and scientific listener survey, way in Twitter, AB Writes. Phone line 347-857-4505, should you find yourself joining us live on Saturday, August 20th. We have the Facebook page and the PopNet chat box available as well. Dom, PopNet chat box, listening to you live, loving it. Where are the weekday shows? Hey, Dom, have you been dozing? I've been doing weekday shows like crazy on the PopNet roundtables and Arts Radio Network this past week, but you snooze, you lose. Anyway, he goes on to say, my favorites growing up in Boston, Big Bob Jones, not telling you the year. Some folks will figure it out. Okay, I don't know. I didn't grow up in Boston, but sounds like a long time ago. Dan Ingram and Cousin Brucey, so says Tanya on the Twitter feed. Yeah, I know. Those were my days, too. Loved NEW and PLJ. They kind of fought it out, so says Clarissa. And Steve says Boston, the whole Boston lineup back in the day, whatever that day is. I'm not sure, but okay. Anybody else on the on radio? Listening live, radio has changed. It's no different. It's so different than when we were kids, so says Clint, but it's still, you're going to find your way around the Internet if you're lucky. Yeah, well, it's true. A lot of people say it's different. It's sanitized. It's corporatized, and that is all true, but there are a lot more options with satellite and with the Internet, so you'll find your way. And when you're young, that's when you get hooked. That's when you find your music. You find your personalities, and there's a lot of options here on the Internet. You got to search Podcastlandia, you got to search Internet stations, etc., but they're out there, and they're different and unique. So the traditional dial may be kind of sanitized, but you'll find it. You'll find your way. Hey, what a busy week it was, right? Is it Liz Cheney's last stand? No surprise that she lost her primary and big to Harriet Hagelman, who, by the way, used to be never Trumper, but decided, like Elise Stefanik and some others, the only way into the Republican Party to stay in is to, you know, kiss Trump's tuchus, so they're doing it. And she won big, and Cheney had a classy concession speech, but hinted at something more and bigger. Some people are thinking, is she going to run for president in 2024? No chance of the Republican primary. They'll be lucky if they don't shut her out of all the debates, but would she run as an independent? Could she be a spoiler? We'll see. She's not done yet. She's really not done with the January 6th hearings, but it's kind of crazy in a way. And crazy still that people are backing Trump to the hilt, this whole Mar-a-Lago search business. It was a legitimate search, kids. Remember, they waited for a year. He hauled out like 26 boxes of classified or assorted documents, some classified, maybe some not, but he wasn't supposed to take out of the White House. They asked for them back, and they refused, then they gave some back, then they didn't give them all back, they subpoenaed him. It's been a long process, and they showed up at the house, he wasn't even there. It was a legit search, and to have Republicans, politicians, media people come out and talk about defunding the FBI and calling for replacing the government. I mean, this is scary kind of stuff. This is fright-wing Steve Bannon, fever swamp kind of stuff that is pretty scary. And I think we got to, I don't know how we stop it, except to keep speaking truth to power and voting and mobilizing, and we have to vote blue no matter who in 2022 because they're pushing all these MAGA people to take over the Secretary of State positions and all that kind of stuff. So not good, not good at all. Nowhere to run, maybe Liz Cheney, maybe not. We'll see what happens. But speaking of that, I want to do a little salute to Lamont Dozer, from the hit-making machine songwriting team of Holland Dozer and Holland. They were Motown's premier songwriting team, and Mr. Dozer passed away this last week at the age of 81. We were off, but I left behind a legacy of tunes, including this one from Arthur Mandela's on the Amy Beth Arkley Show.
Bye.
You can't really love that. You can nudge it in the right direction. The Supremes with another blockbuster Holland Dozer Holland Motown hit record on the Amy Beth Arquish Show. As you remember, Lamont Dozer, who passed away last week at the age of 81. And can I get a witness? Lee Michaels' version. I know the bigger hit was Marvin Gaye, but I just wanted to show there was some crossover appeal. A lot of folks recorded that song, by the way. I think Lee Michaels hit number 31 on the Billboard charts. And Nowhere to Run for Martha and the Vandellas. Great stuff he left behind on the Amy Beth Arquish Show. Speaking of great stuff, Woodstock was a big era. By the time I got there, I never got there. Let's face it. I was too young, but the memories live on the Amy Beth Arquish Show.
Drugstore truck driving man, and he's ahead of the Ku Klux Klan. When summer comes rolling around, we'll be lucky to get out of town. He's been like a father to me. He's like the only DJ you can hear after three. And I'm an all-night singer in a country band. If he don't like me, he don't understand. He's a drugstore truck driving man. He's the head of the Ku Klux Klan. When summer comes rolling around, we'll be lucky to get out of town. He's got him a house on the hill, and he can play country records till you've had your fill. He's a lawman's friend, he's an all-night DJ. Sure don't think much like the records he plays. He's a drugstore truck driving man. He's the head of the Ku Klux Klan. When summer comes rolling around, we'll be lucky to get out of town. He don't like resistance, I know. And he said it last night on a big TV show. And he's got him a medal that he won in the war. Weighs 500 pounds and it sleeps by the door. He's a drugstore truck driving man. He's the head of the Ku Klux Klan. When summer comes rolling around, we'll be lucky to get out of town. We'll be lucky to get out of
Yeah!
It's on the Amy Beth Arkaway Show for Johnny Fever's Hangover as we remember Woodstock back August 16th to the 18th, 1969. Joan Baez and Jeffrey Shurford, Drugstore Truck Driving Man, and Janis Joplin, Try a Little Bit Harder. And, of course, the anthem, written by Joni Mitchell and sung by Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young. Woodstock on the Amy Beth Arkaway Show. Hey, happy birthday going out to Ian Anderson, belated birthday wishes, 75 years on August 10th. Still skating away.
Meanwhile, back in the year one, when you belonged to no one, you didn't stand a chance, son. If your parents were under, 'cause you were brave for humanity and souls to society. One day you'll wake up in the present day. A million generations removed from expectations of being who you really want to be. Skating away, skating away, skating away on the thin ice of a new day. So as you push off from the shore, won't you turn your head once more and make your peace with everyone? But those who choose to stay will live just one more day to do the things they should have done. And as you cross the wilderness, suspending in your emptiness, you really have to pray. Looking for a sign that the universal mind has written you into the passion play. Chasing away, chasing away, chasing away, on the thin ice of a new day. And as you cross the circle line, well, the eyes will breathe behind. You're a rabbit on the run. And the silver splendors fly in the corner of your eyes, shining in the setting sun. Well, do you ever get the feeling that the story's too damn real and in the present tense?
my head. A smile that says hello, it's good to see you. Anytime I turn around to find you there. If this isn't so much more that makes me love you, what else can I do to make you see? You know you have whatever is mine to give you, but love will fail for one can never be. If you love me, let me know. If you don't, then let me go.
Show. So many great tributes last week, and boy, did she deserve them all. So much music, so many movies, so many memories. What an inspiration. And that one we'll send out to a few hearty regulars, Lynette, Shay, and Pearly. Thanks, guys, for chiming in. Let's play with you in real time. You know I do. Speaking of folks to remember, Dan Fogelberg, who we lost several years ago, would have celebrated his 71st birthday on August 13th with The Power of Gold, along with his friend Tim Weisberg. And I'm along the lines of a lot of folks who want to get him into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He does deserve it, indeed. So many great albums from the 70s, 80s, and beyond. Dan Fogelberg, great music, Power of Gold. And a guy who's still with us, rock and roll's renaissance man, Ian Anderson, celebrating 75 candles on his cake on August 10th with the Jethro Tull classic Skating Away. It is the end of the Dark Wee Show. Lots of great music, lots of great stories. The Woodstock story that I have, too young to go, but fell in love with the music and the documentary. My sister, who also was too young to go, my older sister, had the album set, and she played it. And I guess my mom overheard Country Joe McDonald say a couple of nasty words, naughty words. She confiscated the album. It went into her backpack closet for a while. My sister and I somehow got it out, wrangled it out, and somehow I wrangled it out of my sister's room, and it's in my archives now. Don't tell anyone. Interesting stories, indeed. Around the social media horn, one final time before we get out of here on National Radio Day, a few folks chiming in. Claudia saying, Cousin Brucey back in the day. He's still on, by the way. I think on the weekends he's in his 80s. Yeah, well, creativity, it keeps you young. It really does. Hey, speaking of which, I want to give a quick shout-out to our Inspiration to Action Challenge success story, Carter in Hamilton, New York, who said, thanks for giving me the kick in the pants I needed, writing poetry again. Keep going, Carter. Please keep us posted. Inspiration to Action, if it's worked for you, I'd love to give you a shout-out. You deserve it. You're also helping other folks on. And if you need a little push in the right direction, let's start our creativity coaching counseling conversation. You know the first one's on me. Give me 2 to 3 weeks to connect. Please do so either way via the website, amybetharkawi.com. Easy access to the Twitter feed. And while you're there, peruse my stories. The award-winning Eliza Gordon Mysteries are available from Cozy Cat Press for ebook and paperback. Other goodies are there. And you can chime in with guest suggestions, big story, forgotten 45 requests. And let's link up with social media connections and podcast links as well. One-stop creative shop. It's the website, amybetharkawi.com. And political front, a few folks, Don says, Cheney's a no-go in 2024, but maybe a spoiler, and we need that. Yeah, let's save democracy. She's doing her bit, even though I never vote for her, so says Stella. I'm with you, Stella. I wouldn't vote for her, but I admire her steel and her conviction to help us save democracy, and we need to do it. Frida says, my friends in Florida, DeSantis may be scarier than Trump. Please mobilize. Vote for Val Demings over Rubio. And, yeah, let's be careful about that. I agree. DeSantis trying to do all kinds of things to thwart education. There was a very disturbing series that Alex Wagner had on her show that now she's taking over the rest of the week over Rachel Maddow on MSNBC, focusing on what they're doing to the changes in the curriculum down there. Pretty scary and daunting indeed. And women's rights are being thwarted as well. So be careful. He wants to be the king of Florida before he becomes the president of the United States, and that could be the end of democracy. So we'll talk more about that in coming days too. But vote blue is so crucial in 2022 to save 2024 because all the MAGA people in so many states that are running for various positions from the Senate to Secretary of State and Governor races, and those things are going to be very crucial when when it comes to 2024. So let's beware, be warned. We talk about it all the time. We'll keep talking about it. Indeed, thank you for weighing in on some of that. On the Radio Day front, as we wrap up National Radio Day celebration, listen all the time because it's great. Clint says, radio has given us something special. You listen to the same songs over and over again, and we have a collective consciousness. Never thought of it that way, but you're right. The soundtrack of our lives. Radio has helped supply that, indeed. Jimmy says, battle in the 70s, PLJ versus NEW. I usually listen to NEW, but they were both pretty darn good album stations back then. Britton says, you're doing freeform radio, probably too young to remember what it was like in the heyday, but you're doing it now in the podcast world. It's great. Yeah, well, I'm trying. I was sort of on the cusp of that, but that's the kind of flavor I want to retain and regain. So thanks for that, Britton. I'm trying. We're all trying, doing our stuff. Hey, don't forget, all the shows are archived for podcasts. All the Amy Beth Harkavy Show, wherever your podcasts, and being able to listen to for select editions, Arts Radio Network, PopNet, PodStream. And we send out social media missives about where I'll be. I was doing a lot of work on the PopNet chat box roundtables this past couple of weeks, as well as on the Arts Radio Network. Here and there, you'll know where, you don't know where you'll find me, and my mouth will work at some point, yeah. Sometimes it stops, but then it starts up again. But I thank you so much. Always a pleasure. You know I do it mostly because of you. You've helped me stay in as I keep falling in and out of it. But I come back because of you guys, and I really appreciate it. Thank you so much. Hey, thanks so much to the TCS crew, Trudy and Aurora in the booth, and the headquarters, too, for keeping us moving. And please drive safe, play nice, dream big, and come back and see us, won't you? I'm Amy Beth Harkavy Show. I have to play one more for National Radio. Take care. I love y'all.
Hey, Mr. Lifeguard, up in the big chair. Turn up the radio, you're looking good, yeah. Guessing at the snack bar, singing to each other. We know the words from the record back cover. We got Crawdaddy, we know what's going on. Sonny and Cher split, what took them so long? The boys are strutting like a foxy lady. So sing it loud in your hairbrush, baby. FM radio, everywhere I go, FM radio. FM radio, everywhere I go, FM radio, call of the night. Louis says he's a bisexual, Jackson Brown is an intellectual, Stevie Wonder bought a house for his mother, DJ telling us with sister and brother, we are the Cosmos, we are the glam kids, putting stardust on our eyelids, night birds calling for a group meditation, sending fatty hurts a positive vibration. FM radio, everywhere I go, FM radio, call of the night. FM radio, everywhere I go, FM radio, call of the night. It's in my pocket, when I'm sweating, my cousin smoking pot before a wedding, talking Cold War, rocket launches, I'm talking disco with my orthodontist, who Frank Zeppelin, the driver Ed Guy, your Barracuda, off the high dive, on a date with a guy from Bandy, played a trumpet solo, it was Brandy. Every night I do stuff with my hair, maybe Queenie's a clarinet player. FM radio, everywhere I go, FM radio, call of the night. FM radio, everywhere I go, FM radio, call of the night. Hey little sister, take off the headphones, don't try to scrutinize, that's just a dead zone. Wake up the neighbors, tell me how do you feel, and live the fantasy that makes your life real. So if you wanna play, follow your glory, and if some guy says, there's such a story, take a lesson from the FM that I knew then. It's like a public pool, you decide where to jump in, to feel the sexiness, the passion, and the fusion, and the vision. Remember Bruce Springsteen, divorced a model, and married a musician. Call of the night.
Allison Steele, the Nightbird, and I'll fly again when 2 a.m. rolls around. Join me. Till then, love and peace, and a good day.